This is Rick Heffelbauer, Horticulture Extension Agent for Utah State University. I have a few tips for you here. With midsummer heat upon us, end of June, now going into the 4th of July season, we are beginning to see a few storms. This is good, of course, because this brings some badly needed moisture. Even though storms often come quickly and some of that moisture does run off, you're encouraged to try where you can to turn the sprinkler system off. Try to skip at least one watering interval. By doing so, this will help to conserve some badly needed moisture that may be needed later during the season. What about the landscape? Well, one of the best ways to conserve water in the landscape is to use mulch when you're planting, whether it's vegetable beds, flower beds, or even permanent shrub and tree beds. It's good to keep some mulch down. Mulch comes in different sizes, shapes, and materials. Most all of these materials seem to work well, whether we're talking about wheat barrier cloth, stone, or bark mulch made from wood chips. All of these materials will help to prevent evaporation. Also, you can plant in the shade. When you can, when possible, plant in the shade of trees, buildings, or other structures. If you don't have that option, you can also raise shade cloth. This works particularly well in the summer vegetable gardening. In other words, purchase shade cloth that has as much as 30 to 40% shade. Hang that in such a way that it casts a shade on the plants and vegetables that you're wanting to keep the midsummer sun off of. That sun can do a great deal to cause stress to plants as well as increase evaporation and water use. So there you have a few tips from Rick Heffelbauer, Horticulture Agent, Utah State University Extension.